Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Find our friend and yours, Mr. Jay Caulfield, brought to you by the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Jay, you're honored to have the great Bob Pompeiani on with you today. In fact, I'm going to throw it to Bob, and you two can interact for a while.
Because who are
Ron and I when Bob is
around? Well, no. What we're going to do, though, first off, is getting closer to golf season. Jay's often been referred to as the Vijay Singh of local golfers, and that he practices more than anybody I know. Maybe not as much as you now, Starkey, but he's up there. Jay, how's your game? What phase are you in right now in preparation for this big golf season?
Well, you know, Bob, I mean, we had some pretty nice weather. I think a lot of people were out probably trying to take advantage of any day that they could play some golf. And I think I think everybody in the off season, it's tough. You hate when you get away from it, but it's been nice. I mean, we've had chances to play and hopefully a little bit further along than normally when we start in April, you know, hopefully sometime in April.
Jay, I got to ask this question, and Joe and I talked about this the other day, and Bob, you guys are the resident pro golfers here. What do you think of this suggestion that they put a limit on the distance the golf balls can travel? I see Rory McIlroy came out and said, I'm in favor of it.
Really?
I would like to have a limit on how far the ball can travel. Jay, what do you think of that?
Well, first of all, Bob's a great player. Bob has a great swing, and even with all the work he does, he's a player. But I think the only thing I wouldn't want to see him do is why do more to make the ball go? Like, don't juice it. Don't change it so it goes further. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see him pull it back. I don't really like that idea. For me, you know, the fans like to see him. If you get a chance to watch Rory McIlroy hit the ball off the tee, it's wonderful to see. Like, the ball striking ability of the pros is unbelievable. So I don't want to see them roll something back. I'm not really – but they don't have to keep Bob, like, you know, Bob, right the ball. Every year, Pro V1, Pro V1X, then there's another one, you know, that they keep adding where you can get more distance. Well, maybe they don't have to do that, but I don't like the idea of rolling something back right now.
I totally agree with that, because I think, you know, if you make the right swing and the right contact, the ball should go a good distance. You shouldn't be trying to restrict any of that. Yeah. It's incumbent upon the player to make the swing for the ball. You could hit it a lot. You could hit it off the toe, off the heel. That won't make anything go anywhere. You got to hit it right, and still comes down to that. So I think I agree. Plus, people, like you said, people want to go to see distance and length and all that sort of thing. So
yeah, and you know, and Bob and Joe, now that you're playing, sometimes you go to some ranges and the ball, you'll see what it's like if you go to a place that, hey, that the compression's different, so the ball doesn't travel as far on a range, and if you have, it's kind of a weird.
It's depressing, is what it is.
Listening to this now. Yeah, it is. It is like. So any player that's listening right now who plays golf and they know they go to a range that the compression's different, it doesn't fly as far, nobody likes that. So yep, Bob, that's how I feel, and I'm glad to see you feel the same way. It's something to see, a sight to see of a great ball striker hitting the ball and what they do with it. That's why they're paid to do what they're doing. Rolling something back, I'm not in favor of, but I don't believe they need to do anything more to have it go. If the players improve their swing and their swing speeds up and it goes further, good for them.
Joe, do you one day like to be described? Would you like to be described as a great ball striker?
People have described me as that, Ron, and worse.
I've seen it.
Oh man,
Jay, we're deftly avoiding the topic at hand, maybe because there hasn't been a lot of good news lately. But listen, yeah. The Penguins right now, they're outside looking in. They have a game in hand on the Panthers. Finish this sentence for me. The Penguins will sneak into the playoffs if what?
Well, I'm going to go Florida kind of starts like they did last night. They go into Philadelphia and they lose. All of a sudden, teams are right there, then they just can't finish the job, and the Penguins have done it so many years. The Penguins will get in when Sidney Crosby takes over. He takes it over. I can't bet against the Sidney Crosby-led team. So I believe the goaltending has got to pull together, will pull together, and I think Sidney Crosby's going to be the guy that leads the way as he's done all these other years. Hard for me to go against Sidney Crosby not getting into the playoffs. So I'm going to go that. But look, again, Florida faltered last night. That's a door opening for the Penguins. That's the first good news we've seen in a little bit, them losing that game.
Jay, the Players Association just voted Sid again, fourth year in a row, the most complete player in the league. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's well, because he is, right, Ron? I mean, he does so many things, all the little things constantly, and he had the pressure of producing. I mean, look, the superstars always had the pressure of producing, but he's deep. When he's in it, he does not lose battles. He's just that good, I think. What a great thing, again, voted on like that for Sidney Crosby, and it lets him know, I mean, nothing needs to know much more, but you're appreciated that way and respected. That's what he does. He plays the game 200 feet. We talk about it, face-off circles, wins battles, leads the team, leads them offensively. That's a great honor right there.
And you look at, the Washington Capitals, to your point earlier about you never know how things are going to work out. They had a game last night against the Columbus they should have won, and they end up losing in overtime, even though Ovechkin got his 40th goal again. But that's one, you know, they absolutely had to win and they didn't. So these results are a little bit unpredictable at times. But you got Colorado tonight. This how important is this now? And maybe this team will bring the best out of the Penguins on the road.
I think this is a tough task right here, but I believe, you know, Colorado, you never know what, this is sometimes the kind of game that the Penguins kind of, you know, they kind of can take away. They win. They'll surprise people who are dumping on them, and all of a sudden they come up with a big win. This is a tough task, right? They're going into one of the most skilled teams, fast, great defensemen. You know, that Cale Makar, outstanding to watch. He controls the play. I think, that Bob, if they can pull something off on this, then that can right the whole ship. But you got to follow right up with Dallas. And, you know, you like to think you pull 2 of 4. If you do something better than that, then you can look at this little trip right here as a catalyst that will get them into the playoffs. But again, tough task, especially after giving away the 2 points to Ottawa the other night. And everybody, look, the talk of the town the other night, the talk inside the locker room around the guys who are in for Mario's fantasy camp is that, yeah, the Penguins had a lot of shots on net, but there's a number that I even looked at, not making it difficult for the goaltender to fight and find the puck. They need traffic. They need second and third opportunities. They had a lot of pucks towards the net, but not the ones where, goaltender in the NHL should be able to make a lot of those saves. I also feel he made 10 really, really nice big saves, but the rest of them, not much traffic, and any goaltender is going to pick that up. That kind of can't happen in this game today.
Jay Caulfield on the Nemecolon Fan Hotline. In a moment here, Jay, we're going to play for you some comments by Bob Airey with us yesterday, I believe it was, talking about the lack of defense. Defending Sid, people not defending Sid, but we'll hold off on that for a minute, that topic. In the meantime, the defense right now, it seems to be in shambles. How would you arrange the pairs? Is there any answer to that at the moment?
No, that's just injury. You've got the injury bug there, Joe, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I think what kind of makes it worse is that you just pulled P.O. Joseph out. Now you throw him back in. Otherwise, you still would have had Dumoulin, Letang, and Joseph. You would have had 3 of your regular starters. But ironically, the timing of it, he gets yanked. He knows he's out of the lineup. And all the guys that come in get injured. So really, you kind of have 3 of your starters. You're missing 3. That's how I would view this. Trevor Weedle will do the job he's always done. Right? Then you go down to Friedman, and you look at what's got to play. They've got their work cut out for them tonight, but it is a shambles because of injuries, but all teams have to deal with that. But I haven't seen it be that's an onslaught right now. But I will say, P.O. Joseph, again, I'm going to go back. He was pulled out of the lineup when that trade was made, and you look at it and I go, I'm not really sure you know, how people feel about that deal. But to me, Joseph was, he's a young guy, young legs, and you got to go with him. So, but getting yanked and coming back in, you never, you don't know what that does to the mind of the player. But he's going to pick it up and play the game and turn a lot of heads and have them be in his favor, because he can bring a lot to the Penguins, but he's got to feel the game. And he's going to get big minutes coming up over these next couple of days and over this injury time. But they got to pull it together, and we're looking at the guys that are going to be in the game.
I have a question that goes back to the last week, and I was just curious about this. Marc-Andre Fleury wanted to fight Jordan Binnington. When I see these things happen, and he didn't strike me as anyone, I don't ever recall him going after anyone. Now, is that a situation where he sees what's going on? And to refresh everyone's memory, Binnington was scored upon, but whoever did kind of ran into him, and he took exception. And he's got a short fuse. I think he's got issues.
He's nuts.
He is. But anyway, is it part of the expectation of a hockey goalie when he sees that at the other end that he rushes over, or did he just get, you know, out of character, out of his mind, angry with a fellow goaltender?
Yeah, here's what I think, Bob. Binnington's been doing this for a long time. Berube's not happy with. He wants him to just play net, stop the puck. He gets involved all the time, and there's for professional athletes, you want a side of battle and go after it. He's just over the top. And it takes him away from the game. So Berube's not happy with it. Then you see the play, and I remember it's Hartman. I believe it was Hartman who scored the goal. And then Binnington threw the blocker into his face. If Marc-Andre Fleury saw that, then he's going to go down and engage and make sure nothing gets out of hand, because they're piling on his players. And I think just the history, Binnington's history right now, he's a hothead. And Fleury was right there. I think they should have just let that happen.
Yeah, I was hoping they would.
Now, you fought Berube, didn't you? He was a tough guy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Craig Berube was one of the best. Some of the most, I believe, he's in the top 10 in penalty minutes in the history of the league. Craig Berube's, played the game tough, fought everybody, and it was getting away from here with this Binnington. That's why I mentioned him, because when he came through here, Ron.
He got thrown out, I think, and Berube said, just stop the puck. He said that.
Right.
Just stop the puck.
Yeah. He's had enough of it. He's had enough of the act. And it's a guy that won a Stanley Cup for them, but it's been downhill since then. And, again, there's a compete level with him that he has, but Berube understands that and knows that, but he's also seeing what he doesn't like, and he's called him out. I think Fleury and the rest of the league and all the fans who watch Binnington, it's almost like on a nightly basis you're waiting to see if there's any clip of him doing something like that. So I think Fleury responded, guys, to that type of talk and the atmosphere of what's going on. And he felt this would be a perfect time. And he's down there defending. You also got to go, is anybody being outnumbered because of the situation? And he must have saw and felt that's what was happening.
So if Fleury had engaged, if that fight was allowed to go on, how do you see it breaking down?
I think Fleury gets killed.
I don't know, though. He's got
Hey, Ryan, I don't know. I've never seen Binnington. I mean, I'm sure Binnington's, he's the hothead. Maybe, but I don't know. I haven't seen
maybe
him.
Not. Maybe that sweet flower would turn into
a thorny rose.
Turn into a thorn.
Yeah. Well, speaking of
I think that's possible.
Yeah, this is a perfect segue, Joe. Go for it.
Yeah, speaking of defending teammates and tough guys, we all saw Sid get cross-checked almost into the net the other day and just sort of take a lonely skate back to the bench. We asked Bob Arey about this yesterday, about nobody really seemingly stepping to his defense, and this is part of what he said.
But some of those guys can get involved too. Some of those guys can, quite frankly, can try to get out of their comfort zone, can try to bring a little extra to their portfolio. Well, if you don't want to, that's fine. It takes some courage sometimes, guys, to do something different, doesn't it? No matter what it is in life, you know? But that's a strength, and that's a quality that your teammates admire. And just an extra run at somebody, whether it was Watson or somebody else, Sid wouldn't even had to have reacted, but inside that he would have appreciated it, because I know 66 appreciated it, and I know 87 would have appreciated.
Thoughts, Jay?
Oh, I totally agree, Bob. I'm tired of seeing that. He took a good shot the other night on that one, in front of that net. And I don't believe I totally agree with Bob. But we've been saying this all year. I felt that way when he had that L.A. Kings game, that nobody came to him at that moment. And let me tell you, it's not just left with – it doesn't have to be – oh, look, I'm not going to get into it. You can pick out who's on the ice. You can pick out anybody who's on the ice. There's no reason you shouldn't jump in the guy that's leading and just – without him, you're not making your money. How about that? That's how I would
look. I like that.
That's true.
Without, yeah, because he's made Brian Rust a big contract. Jake Gensel gets a big contract all because of them. And I'm not saying Jake Gensel's the guy I want to jump in. That's not what I'm saying there. But if you're a guy that's going to be act like a hard, you know, you're hot or you get in the face of guys when the whistle blows and somebody's in between you, when Sidney Crosby goes down like that, and I thought that was that one. First of all, that should have been called number one. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand that there's not a cross-checking call in that moment, but that they didn't call it, and then your guy goes back to the locker room. I wouldn't want to go in a locker room like that. I wouldn't want to be in that locker room if I didn't do anything. That's a fact. I think what Bob said was perfect. I really do.
Jay,
and he said it in a different way. I'm just piling on that. I totally believe that, but I would not want to be in that locker room and look across from him and, are you okay? What are you going to do? Ask him if he's okay? I have no, really. I mean, you snap your head back like that, that's not good. And it shouldn't happen. He shouldn't have to be dealing with that.
Jay, I know the game has changed, but I mean, what would have happened if somebody did that to Mario when you played? Maybe you weren't going to be on the ice, but you'd be on the ice the next shift, wouldn't you?
Well, it would have to. That's what would have to be. Yeah, because it's so like, – yeah, right, Ron. It's so different. And then, but I also think anybody in our lineup, Mario took more abuse than anybody playing the game because he was big and he held on to pucks. And if they didn't play him physical, they were going to get embarrassed, right? So, but he took abuse and he was involved in it. But anybody saw him, if he got cross-checked like that, and whoever wasn't on the ice, I'm telling you, they wouldn't want to be in the locker room if you didn't do something. And then if I didn't do something, then I would be gone. I mean it. I would, if I did not do something, when that happened, when my opportunity came to do something in my role, which we know it's not there anymore, but it filters down to other guys. But if I didn't do something, I wouldn't have my job. And that's another fact. And I think some guys are getting a free pass of not having to defend and just skate away and talk about it. There's no reason. I'm not saying they should take on Watson, but get after him. Or just do something. Take a cross check and play. Who cares? I wouldn't care. I'd rather see somebody go after him and give him, do something to give him a shot and go in the box. I think too many guys get passes on this in this team right now.
Yeah, and one guy who's always willing, it seems, to step up is Malkin. He does that when and he shouldn't be a guy to do it either. And if something happens, he's first to go after somebody.
Right. He, Letang, and Crosby literally played, and Jeff Carter would have because he's an old school player, but Malkin, Letang, and Crosby will always battle, and they're the best players. They're always battled up, and they go after anybody. They defend. They try and take care of themselves. You know, it can't be them. And I don't understand. I don't understand the team being built that way. And you're trying to compete. I think it's more. Even if you just took friendship, /teammate. I don't get that part. I don't. I really don't. I don't understand that. What do you do when you go in the locker room? Seriously, I mean, locker rooms can be a tough place, and you can get called out in locker rooms, and you should. I don't understand why that's not. Sidney Crosby shouldn't have to go in there and say, "Hey, you know, who's got my back?" Whatever. I just don't understand why it doesn't take place inside that locker room to a man.
And Jay,
that's my
great stuff.
I'll get off my soapbox.
No, yeah. I like it. Passion. Okay, you're ready to jump on the ice tonight.
Great stuff.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, Jay, keep hitting the ball the way you do, and we'll make sure we don't peel it back in any way. It's going to go big distance.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. That's right. And Ron, Joe, we'll take care of it. I know Joe's working hard on his game, so we'll see how that goes too, right?
I am describing him from now on as a great ball striker.
He is a good ball striker. He is, I'm telling you.
I give him. By the way, Bob will say this. Mario's a great ball striker. Pierre LaRouche, a great ball striker. And I've talked to you about my buddy Dave Swanson. Great ball striker.
So he can play.
There's a different sound to their striking of their golf ball than others.
Yep. Swanson's under the radar, by the way. I know. He's one of those guys you got to keep your eye on.
Yeah, and he almost picks the ball too. It's kind of wild because he doesn't take a big divot. It's like a little but they're the great ball strikers, Joe. That's where you should you're
you should
working
shoot
to do
for
that.
Work for that, Joe.
Ball strikers to emulate. Thank you, Jay.
All right,
see you, Jay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That stuff from him and Ari both was
powerful stuff.
I love Jay. How do you go into the locker room? What do you say to him? Are you okay? You just got your neck head knocked off. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
The thing is, Sidney doesn't have to. He'll just give you a look, probably. He doesn't have to say much. But he'll look at you. He'll look at you like.
And his other line about is, you're getting your money because of him.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. All right. Perhaps we can follow up on that at 412-928-9370. I also am going to have Bob read an excerpt from my Penguins book coming up. Bob doesn't know that yet. Tales from the Pittsburgh Penguins locker room, and he's going to buy one live on air, Folsy, from Amazon. And nice. We certainly have more football to talk about. Tons of football stuff happening, you know, 365 days a year, all of that. There's another story that I wanted to get to in the NFL that really raised my eyebrows. We'll talk about that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Taking care of business.
Penguins need to take care of business tonight.
You like Bachman Turner Overdrive? This is Bachman Turner Overdrive.
I like this song. I
like them. I thought they were good.
No, they were good. That's a great song, though. It's one of those that stands the test of time, and you can apply it to anything.
What do you think tonight, Penguins?
What do I think tonight?
Yeah, let's get a little prediction.
I think they're gonna surprise people tonight because they have to. I just, somehow, some way, they're going to go in there. Nobody expects them to do much against Colorado, and then following with Dallas, it's a tough two game. I think they're going to win this one.
Man, I don't see it. I just don't. You know, if they could get a point or two out of these two games, then the schedule gets a lot easier. The last 10, that doesn't mean Washington can't beat them or Detroit or Philly. We just saw Montreal and Ottawa come here and win. I don't know that they get a point out of these two games, Joe. It's going to be, and back-to-backers, no less.
They're going to get railroaded tonight, Ron. They're going to lose 6-2, something like that. That's my prediction.
I think somehow they're going to dig out of this tonight. They have to. If they lose tonight, they're going to lose tomorrow.
Did I see?
And I think tomorrow they'll lose, regardless of what happens tonight.
DeSchmitty didn't practice yesterday. He was sick. Is that right?
Was
I don't know what his status is.
Didn't practice. I'm not sure why.
I'm assuming, but... Jari played fairly well. I'm assuming he goes back to him tonight. But then they got a back-to-back. You got to go with DeSchmitty on Thursday, I would think. I don't know.
Did you know that the Penguins' original colors, Ron, were Columbia blue, navy blue, and white?
I knew they weren't black and gold.
Do you know why they were that, Bob?
And do you know when they switched to black and gold?
That was when the
Olympics, right?
Olympics.
Yeah.
Yep.
1980.
Because Jack Riley, God rest his soul, was the original general manager. He was from Toronto, where he followed the Toronto Argonauts, and they used double shades of blue. He's the one, Ron.
Double shades of blue. Yeah. I remember Jack Riley. He was a nice man.
One of the nicest guys you'd ever want to talk to.
Well, he lived a long life, didn't he?
He really did.
I mean, he was into his 90s.
Yes, he was.
But he was also showed up at a lot of those games.
He was always at games.
Yeah.
Always so nice.
And
came
always
up,
cheerful.
Come up to
wonderful.
You, greet you by name. It was great.
Do you know what ticket prices were for original home games at the Civic Arena?
$2.50. Lower
some were. Yes. $3.50, $4.05 for the big seats.
Can you imagine today? What would the price of a beer be back then?
That's exactly what I said here. This is what concessions would go for many years later. Did you know that the original Penguins mascot, Penguin Pete, died because they tried to keep him warm when he wanted to be cold? He was an actual penguin.
Well, that's malfunction
Malfeasance.
It's getting late in the hour here. This is 4 hours.
Yeah, I'm punch drunk right
now. You
know,
in our last segment, Bob has a request, Joe. He wants to go talk about what we started today about Ohtani.
Shohei, okay.
Ohtani.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people may have missed that, and I think it's still of everything that happened this week so far, that's the one thing.
Let's do that.
And you wouldn't have expected that because it is, if it ended in a non-climactic way and it just ended with somebody winning 10-1 or something, we wouldn't be talking about this. It's what happened and with whom that made it really special.
Why don't we talk about that next, Bob?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Fan Hotline, presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests.
Before we do, one quick thing. What are they going to do tonight? You think they're going to win?
Yeah.
I think they're going to lose. I think it'll be 4-2 loss.
I think they're going to win tonight 3-2. And I think it's going to be a late goal by, of all people, Jeff Carter.
Yes, it scored one and what?
That's why.
Forever.
I'm going hidden vigorous.
Is Al Michaels doing the game tonight?
Brian Rust hasn't scored one in 9 games either.
Yeah, I know.
Long.
So many guys fall into that.
I think Tyler Fadun is going to score. Is that his name?
Tyler Fadun.
All right, I got a message
for
them.
Is it Fadun or Fadun?
Fadun.
It's Taylor, isn't it?
Taylor or Tyler?
Taylor.
Will there be a Rocky Mountain High tonight for Penguin fans who are needing a
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado?
This is a good one, Palsy. Keep playing this. That was just in the dumps, talking about how we'll all be dead and forgotten someday. I even brought Bob down. It's hard to bring Ron down. Ron, do you like this song?
Sure, I like it. And I like John Denver. I like the West Virginia song they play on.
Country Road.
Well, this is a good part right here. Quiet solitude. In the forest and the stream, Bob. You ever go for a quiet walk in nature?
Yes.
You find it rejuvenating?
I do. And you don't take your phone with you. That's
no.
Leave it behind.
Here's a good part.
Take a deep breath. Suck it in. Let it out.
You only realize once in a while how mildly depressed you always are.
Nobody is quite as depressed as you are, and nobody makes others depressed like you do. So the combination thereof is deadly.
I know. The last break, I really brought the whole house down.
Bob wants
Colorado,
to finish by talking about
Ohtani. Rocky Mountain High.
That was a high if you're a baseball
Colorado.
Fan.
I got to tell a true story. I was out yesterday, and a guy comes up to me and said he is driving around, and he thought it was me singing. And he goes, he found out it wasn't. He goes, what is the matter with that guy singing? I swear to God, I got that, had that conversation.
Wait.
And who's
yesterday.
He referring to?
You.
Me?
Yeah, Starkey.
Starkey.
Oh, he goes,
that's
what?
Me.
I'm only on here
he
one.
He thought it was me. He thought it was me. And he goes, why are you singing like that? And I go, it's not me. He goes, what is the matter with that guy singing? You.
He thought it was you on the radio singing?
Yes, at first.
Oh.
At first. And then when I said, he goes, well, somebody's singing. What is the matter with that guy?
A lot.
And I couldn't, I didn't have enough time to say it. They were going to, they called last call. I still hadn't had enough time to explain it.
I've been diagnosed, Bob. It's called chronic low-level dissatisfaction. It's constant. Nothing's ever good enough, including the show today.
Well, see, that would explain why you're so up and down about golf. You have to be consistent with it, and you have to understand.
It's never going to be good enough.
No, right. And you just have to know that it comes with it.
Yeah, that doesn't help. How about Ohtani last night?
I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was great for baseball. I think people need to, that kind of stuff. It would be nice to see that more often in terms of regular season games and more star players going at more star players in critical situations. Sometimes we don't get enough of that. We don't, and here's another thing. As a fan in Pittsburgh, you won't get a chance to watch that guy probably ever. Maybe just once if he comes to town as part of the Angels.
I see all these Twitter people saying, I don't even like baseball, but I watched last night.
Yeah.
The end of that was just captivating. It just, you couldn't take your eyes off
it. They saw that guy in one game hit 114-mile-an-hour ground ball into a shift and beat out the play to first in 4.1 seconds, which is elite major league speed. And then they saw him transform himself like one of his teammates said he was like Michael Jordan in Space Jam. He transformed himself then into a closer facing one of the great hitters of all time, threw him, 500-mile-an-hour pitches, including one at 102, and then pulled the string on a wiffle ball slider.
And you have no chance.
And it was in a place that nobody could have hit it. Nobody.
Nobody could have hit that.
And you can't take it. You have to swing, and you're never going to hit it.
They should have a Shohtani like package on TV where you can just watch Angels games.
Like
that's
a
what
superhero,
I would do.
Superhero. You know?
Which again, we started this show talking about what he's worth. He will become the first $600 million player, maybe more, which would rival Messi as the all-time most in a contract.
What are you guys going to do the rest of the day?
Work.
Drink.
Can I switch with you?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer.
By the way, I know you're a beer guy. I understand that.
Strictly.
And I
don't know about you,
but we talked earlier about trying something new. I want you to try one of my specialties, French martinis.
Oh,
you'll love it.
French martini?
Yes, and when you have it, you'll never drink another beer in your life.
What's in it?
So you're trying to get me to drink hard stuff?
I'm killing
myself slowly with beer.
I'm a big Chambord person. You put it in there with the vodka, a little pineapple juice, and it gives you the feeling of being on an island somewhere. It does that to you.
We're in a constant state of decay. Are you guys aware of that? Constant.
No one is.
Quit.
No
know,
one
I
is
can't
more.
Help stop it.
No
that.
One
That's
is more aware
about.
Of that than me.
Think about your nails and hair, Bob. They grow and then we cut them off. They grow, we cut them off. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
What does that have to do with?
Neither
anything.
Do I.
I'm telling you, Joe. Leave that mindset away when you're playing golf. You're constantly in a case of decay, even in golf, but you should enjoy the decay.
I go back to what that guy asked me yesterday. What is wrong with that guy?
I don't know.
Meaning you. What is wrong with you?
A lot.
Seize the day, Joe.
That's right.
There is no day to
No. Go the other way.
He always says, we're all going to die anyway, so what's the difference?
No. Here's the thing. You only get so many of these days. Embrace it. Go after it. When it's done, cross it off. Okay, you did a good job. If you mess around and you let it affect you, then it's a day you'll never get back.
You have breath
in
your lungs, Joe.
I've lost a lot of days. A lot in resentment, Bob. I have imaginary conversations with people when they're not there, and I crush them always and win the conversation, and I actually like it.
I don't know what to say other than have a good day,
you know,
Joe.
Bob, I'm sorry. I'm glad for you that you're not going to be here tomorrow. Maddie, you and I have to do it again tomorrow morning at 10. We'll see if he's feeling better tomorrow. Maybe his car window.
I think he needs more coffee.
His car window won't break. Maybe he'll hit him good tonight. Maybe
coffee
his daughter's softball game will be played and not rained out. He might come in a better mood.
The thing about this is he came here today after a great golf session. You would have thought he would have been in a wonderful mood.
I was happy today.
He runs out of gas.
Can we hear the song again to end?
He runs out of gas.
Music helps.
I logged out of my computer.
Yeah, now I'm depressed.
I'll see you guys tomorrow morning at 10. Have a great evening.
Have a wonderful
everybody.
I'll be back next Monday with you.
Good night, Bob.
Wednesday, but I'll miss the pizza.
Good night, Falsey.
Good night, Joe. Did we do What's Cooking or the Weather?
I don't know. Did we?
I'm
too depressed to remember.
Do What's Cooking.
Ah, What's Cooking, brought to you by Mr. Rooter.
Thank you, Mr. Rooter.
Call 412-ROOTER2 and by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly.
Very kindly.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's, Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in and online at sunchevy.com. Today, cloudy with a shower or two and a high of 55. Good night, Falsey.
Good night, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.